T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Guest show, Mike DeTeglia, Bobby Abair, live from the WWL studios downtown here in New Orleans. WWL is your official weather station, and they're closely monitoring Hurricane Zeta and her track toward the coast. Stay connected with storm updates every hour and track the storm real time at WWL.com. And also, if you don't have it, you can load the radio.com app and get all that information also. And so tomorrow be a crucial day. If you got anything outside, sort of pick it up just in case. You don't want things kind of flying around in that type of wind situation. So, you know, it's, again, we've been through the drill before, and this is the seventh time. So, but just be careful out there. You know, if you're in a low-lying area, try to get yourself safer and understand the ramifications, too. For more of what us, it would be more the storm surge that would affect some low-lying areas.
Now, Mike, have you ever witnessed this in the same weekend, LSU and the Saints, where Thomas Morstead didn't punt for the fifth game of his career, and then LSU didn't punt? Is that
what, I've never seen that at the same time.
The same time LSU doesn't have a punt, and the punter's been outstanding for LSU. And so is Morstead.
And Zach wrote right after the game, "Boy, I had a great game." And unbelievably, Zach could actually come back and punt another year for LSU.
What, he's like 28, 29?
No, he's 30 years old. So he would be getting tenure at LSU. On the line with us now from BearReport.com, Zach Pearson. Zach, thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys.
Zach, interesting game tonight leading up to the Saints game. And Bob and I were talking about, you talk about two great pass rushers, Aaron Donald on one side, Khalil Mack on the other. And the Bears have a certain mantra about them. Their front seven gets after you. Their defensive secondary is opportunistic to come up with turnovers. They play you small ball. So they want to keep these numbers like a 23-20, 24-20 game because – man, if it gets past that, that's out of their comfort zone. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I agree. I think, you know, this defense is right there. It's a really good defense, kind of on the border of a great defense so far this year. But, I mean, you're right. They want to keep this game low scoring. They want to give their offense, you know, a chance to win. And giving their offense a chance to win is probably putting up 16 to 20 points because, as we've seen so far this season, this Bears offense isn't going to put up 30 points like a bunch of other teams are doing in the league. So thankfully they have a defense that's holding teams under 20 points and kind of giving them chances to win in pretty much every game they've been in so far this year.
Now, Zach, the Bears fan base, the Bears, are they like, listen, we got to go with Nick Foles. Trubisky, been there, done that. I know what Nick's like 2-1 as a starter. Is that the approach they take right now or what the fan base?
Yeah, that's the approach they're going to take. And I really think that was the approach they wanted to take all offseason. You know, they acquired Foles, and then it's kind of been that odd offseason with COVID where they, you know, he couldn't even get into the building until essentially July. He wasn't even in Chicago,
right?
Whereas Mitchell Trubisky was. So I think, you know, the COVID offseason kind of hurt Nick Foles. Otherwise, he would have been the starter. However, I think it actually played out better for them this way because the way I look at it is, you'd rather start Trubisky, if things go wrong, have a backup like Nick Foles ready to come in rather than starting Nick Foles and kind of having to turn to Trubisky. So, yeah, I mean, the plan is for the rest of the year, Nick Foles, unless an injury happens. I just can't see him losing his job. You know, it'd have to take a bad injury or just an historically bad stretch of games for him to lose to Trubisky again.
Now, Zach, what is your take on this? The Bears open the season 3-0 on the road for the first time since 2006 when they reached the Super Bowl. Is that kind of an interesting tidbit or hope there? Because it seems like people aren't giving the Bears enough credit at 5-1. They think it's kind of, I don't know, smoke and mirrors, paper tiger, however you describe it. But that's still impressive when you win on the road in the NFL and then being 3-0 and obviously the challenge against Los Angeles coming up tonight.
Yeah, they take pride in road wins, you know, because any win in the NFL is not easy. And they'll say it themselves. They're not going to apologize for being 5-1. I mean, the toughest teams they've played so far, probably Indianapolis and Tampa Bay, and they split those. They had comeback wins against Detroit on the road and Atlanta on the road, you know, big second-half comebacks. But they're really not going to apologize for it. 5-1 is 5-1. And, you know, honestly, the way that they like it is – everyone keeps doubting them, and everyone kind of keeps saying, oh, they're really not contenders, or I've heard they're the worst 5-1 team ever. That is totally fine to them. They like kind of playing with that chip on their shoulder, but this will be a good road test for them. They came off a tough game last week against Carolina, got the win pretty much backed by their defense, you know, kind of swallowing up Teddy Bridgewater. Tonight will be a tough one, and tonight will be a true test. I think if the Bears get this win tonight, I think they're legit contenders. Even if they lose, though, I still think they're among the good teams that should make a run at the playoffs.
Zach, one of the guys that, man, I watched him play so much at Alabama that he had the injury late in his career. Boy, he's been a difference maker in that secondary, and that's Eddie Jackson. Man, you watch that guy play. He's a playmaker. You know, you can put that right alongside his name if it was in the dictionary, because he's a guy that comes up with the big interception, the forced fumble. You look last week against the Panthers, he popped one out of Mike Davis's mitts. And so he has been a guy that doesn't maybe get a lot of ink in comparison to some of the other safeties in the league, but he's played lights out for Chicago.
Yeah, he's been fantastic. And, you know, in that draft 2017, the Bears kind of got lucky in a way that he broke his leg at Alabama, because if he didn't, he would have been a first-round talent. He falls all the way to the fourth round, and he's sitting there, and Ryan Pace grabs him and turns out to be one of the better draft picks so far for Ryan Pace. But, yeah, he's just been really, really good his first couple of years. I mean, not only, you know, making a play on a ball and forcing takeaways, picking passes off, but – you know, picking up fumbles and intercepting passes and taking them to the end zone too. So it's one thing to get a takeaway, but to turn those takeaways into points of your own are very big. And over the last 2 years, in 2019 and now in 2020, he hasn't really had as many interceptions or fumble recoveries just because he's playing a little more closer to the box. But I mean, he's still a really good coverage safety. Over the last two games, zero targets from quarterbacks against him, and they're just not going his way. They're going to really try to test
that. There's a reason he didn't throw it there. When
exactly,
you don't get targeted, that's a reason.
Exactly, and that's a good thing, too. I know he kind of spoke to us in the media that he was frustrated. He wants to make plays on the ball. But like you said, man, it's a good thing. If quarterbacks aren't throwing your way, there's a good reason for that.
Well, good luck tonight against the Rams. Take care of business out in Los Angeles, and then we'll see what happens. The Saints have been a really good road team. And so it'll be interesting. The Saints have really dominated this series in the last four or five games. They have really played well, matched up well against the Bears. So, Zach, thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Yeah, thank you, guys. You guys take care.
All right, Zach Pearson from BearReport.com. Want to thank everybody for listening in on the Second Guest Show. We'll throw it to the Saints Radio Network. It'll be the Saints Coaches Show with head coach Sean Payton. Guests will be Saints secondary coach Aaron Glenn. Zach Streif will take over. So thank you for listening to the Second Guest Show. Keep your dial tuned in to the Big 870 for all the information on Hurricane Zeta.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.